presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look, it's a bird!
Now Superman, strange visitor from another world, who has come to Earth with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who wages a never-ending battle against crime and oppression, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. When Kent and young Jimmy Olsen were about to sail from Manao Harbor in the Caribbean Sea, they found a turtle with the cryptic message, Dead Man's Island, Help, scratched on its top shell. Immediately, they bought an old boat and hurried to the island 20 miles from Manao. There, they found mystery in a huge stone house occupied by Ilana and Boris, a strange brother and sister whose only companion was a vicious trained hawk called Balto. Muffled cries for help led Kent and Jimmy to a tunnel under the house, where in a padlocked room lay a man who had scratched the plea for help on the turtle shell was chained to a wall. Our story continues today. Jimmy and the imprisoned man, Carl Edwards, alone in the tunnel room, hear heavy footsteps and are suddenly confronted by Boris, wild-eyed and dangerous. All this while Kent has gone back up the tunnel to the cellar of the house, where a huge dynamo runs on and on with a deep hum. Listen.
Shouldn't be much of a job to put this thing out of commission for good. Now, let's see. Ah, there's the main switch. That stops it. Now, to fix it so it'll never start again. Wait. Someone's coming down the cellar steps with a lantern. It's Ilana.
Mr. Kent!
She's looking for me. Maybe it might be a good idea to talk to her as Clark Kent.
Mr. Kent, where are you?
Here I am.
Oh, Mr. Kent, I've been so worried.
Worried about what?
My brother. He's enraged. You and that little boy must go at once.
Oh, what about Carl Edwards? Don't you want him to go, too?
Oh, you know.
Yes, I know that and more. I know that this dynamo provides the electric current for giant magnets hidden in that reef of rocks. Magnets that draw ships to their doom. I know that Carl Edwards was the only survivor of a yacht that went on the rocks because of your brother's mad device. I know, too, that the only reason your brother kept Edwards alive was to care for this dynamo. Now I'm going to wreck it for good.
Oh, don't, I beg of you. It will only sign your death warrant and that of the boy. My brother has lost his mind. He is a maniac.
You sure that's all it is? Are you sure he isn't hiding something on this island? That in his twisted brain he thinks any boat coming near the island is after what he is hiding? Now don't lie to me again, Ilana.
Oh, what is the use of lying? For me, life is over.
What do you mean?
It was over the day I set foot on this island. Oh, I will tell you everything, but first get the boy and let me take you to the beach.
Oh, no. You tell me first. Who built this stone house on the island? Why are you and your brother living in it alone? And what's behind the insane scheme of using magnets to wreck ships and kill innocent people?
Oh, I promise I will tell you, but first...
You'll tell me. Then I'll decide whether or not I care to leave. Now, go ahead. Who built this house?
The house was built many years ago by a very rich man who became ill of a strange, disfiguring disease that made him hideous to behold.
Go on.
Ashamed to face the world, he bought this island, built the house and moved into it with his large family. Boris, my brother, was his caretaker.
Is this the truth, Ilana?
I swear it.
All right, go on.
The man died a year later, and at once his family left the island. The next I knew, I received a cable from my brother to come at once that he had discovered untold riches and needed my help.
What were the riches?
I will come to that. When I arrived, I found my brother possessed of a demon. He was mad with lust for what he had found, and as you said, he imagined others were trying to steal it from him.
That's why he placed the magnets in the rock.
Yes. So that no other boat could approach the island.
But what was it he found? What could have been so precious that he murdered people to keep it secret?
Oh, you will not believe me when I tell you, but as I stand here, it is the truth. In the water surrounding the island, there are... Oh!
That's Jimmy. He's in trouble. I've got to help him.
Oh, it is no use. It is too late.
We'll see about that.
I tell you, it is too late.
Might be too late for Clark Kent.
But not for Superman. I'm coming, Jimmy. Jimmy, where are you? Oh, he's got the rooms empty. They're both gone. Jimmy and Edwards vanished into thin air. Where can that fiend have taken them? Jimmy! Jimmy! Jimmy, where are you? Where are you, Jimmy?
While Superman searches frantically through the damp darkness of the winding tunnel, Jimmy and Carl Edwards are prisoners in a dungeon-like room high in the tower of the huge stone house. Talking in hushed, fearful whispers as they await the return of the madman, Boris. Listen.
Well, it was a good try, Jimmy. I appreciate everything you and Kent did for me. Too bad it had to end this way.
Well, it hasn't ended yet, Mr. Edwards. Not if I know Clark Kent. He'll find us.
I wish I felt that way, but I'm afraid not. There's no possible escape from this room. Look at these walls. They're a foot thick. Even if we could get the iron bars loose in that little window, it's a good 100-foot drop to the ground. Now it's hopeless, Jimmy.
Gosh, why doesn't he just kill us then instead of locking us up in this room?
I don't know, but you can bet your bottom dollar he's got some diabolical scheme hatching in his twisted brain. The man has lost his mind.
He certainly looks it. I got scared just seeing his face when he came into that tunnel room after us. Bushy hair in his eyes, like little black shoe buttons. He gave me the creeps.
If I had more strength, I could have fought back, Jimmy. Even given up my life to give you time to get away.
I didn't want to run away. Honest, I didn't. Just because I said looking at him gave me the creeps doesn't mean I was afraid.
No, I'm sure you weren't.
Didn't I kick and yell when he grabbed me and shoved me into that elevator? Say, did you know there was an elevator from the top floor to the tunnel down under the house?
No, I didn't. If there hadn't been, he never would have gotten us up here. Oh, but what's the difference? It was all my fault to begin with. I shouldn't have allowed Kent to go back and stop the dynamo. If he'd been with us, there might have been a different story to tell. He looks like he can handle himself.
Oh, no. Clark's not much of a fighter. He's smart, all right, and he can get you out of trouble, but I don't think he'd have been able to tackle Boris. Of course, if we had Superman, we could get out of this place in a second.
Superman?
Yes, sir.
Who's he?
Gee, haven't you heard of Superman? He's the strongest man in the world. He could take those bars in front of the window and twist them into pretzels. Yeah, and even if those walls are a foot thick, he could bust right through them, Superman could. Well, when Peanuts the Bar locked me in that cave of the now, Superman just... Oh.
Well, what's the matter, Jimmy?
I forgot. I'm not supposed to tell anyone about that. I didn't really tell you, did I? All I said was that Peanuts the Bar locked me in a cave. I didn't tell you how I get out, did I?
No. How did he get out?
I can't tell you that, Mr. Edwards. I wish I could, but I can't, honest.
Well, that's all right with me, Jimmy. Now, how about lying down and getting a little rest? You've been on the go almost all night.
I'm not tired. Anyway, I couldn't fall asleep. Why don't we try and see if we can loosen those bars in the window? It'll be daylight soon, and we'll be able to see how far it is to the ground. Maybe we can climb down.
I tested them, Jimmy. They're set in concrete. Only a chisel could pry them loose. Wait. Someone's coming.
It's Boris.
I'm not sure. Listen, Jimmy.
Yeah?
If it is Boris, I'm going to spring at him the moment he opens the door. You slip out quickly, run downstairs, and find Mr. Kent. You both know where the motorboat is. Take it and escape.
What?
Get ready now.
It's Alana. I have come to help you, but every moment is precious. Here is a saw to cut one of the iron bars so you can crawl through the window, and a length of rope enough to reach the ground.
Where's Mr. Kent?
Oh, I don't know. Hurry. If my brother comes, all will be lost.
I'll cut the bar.
But I gotta know where Mr. Kent is. I won't leave without him.
Oh, here, somewhere in the tunnel searching for you. I will find him and bring him to the beach. But first, you two must get to the motorboat.
I'll have this bar cut through in a second.
Are you sure you'll find Mr. Kent and bring him to the beach?
Oh, yes, yes.
There. That does it.
How are you gonna get the bar out?
I think I can pry the two ends loose from the concrete now. Let's see.
You got one.
The other one should be just as easy.
But quickly now. Hang the rope out. You are fortunate the dawn is coming up so you can see.
We'll tie one end of the rope to the other iron bars and let the rest down slowly. Is it a long reach to the ground?
I think so.
Nothing happened to Mr. Kent, did it?
I told you he was in the tunnel.
But I don't like the idea of leaving him here. He wouldn't leave me.
Oh, it will not be for long. Does the rope reach?
Yes, with a foot to spare.
Good. Now listen closely to what I tell you. The motorboat is hidden in a cove beyond the rocks. Get to it as fast as you can. Take it to the other side of the island and anchor there until I am able to find your friend. You understand?
Yes, but what about the rocks? The moment the boat leaves its mooring in the cove, those magnets will begin to work.
Oh, no. The dynamo has been shut off. There will be no danger. Now hurry.
All right. I'll go down first, Jimmy. Don't you start until I reach the ground. The rope isn't very strong.
Okay.
That's a tight squeeze of these bars. Make it.
Be very quiet.
We'll be quiet. And thanks a lot. I never could have gotten out without your help.
Oh, you're wasting time.
All right, here I go.
Halfway down already. Doesn't look too hard. There, he's on the ground. I can start now.
Please, be careful. Hold tightly on the rope.
Don't worry, I won't fall.
Let me help you.
I can get through the window. There, I'm through. Are you sure Mr. Kent will meet us on the beach?
Yes, I am sure.
Okay, then. Goodbye, and thanks.
Goodbye, and God be with you. I did not want to lie to the boy, but there was no other way. At least two of them will be safe. And as for the other, well...
Oh, you, Elana.
Oh.
What have you done? Where are they?
They are gone, Boris.
You disobeyed my orders. I told you they were never to leave this island. I will make you suffer for this.
No more than I have suffered since first I entered this house.
Where have they gone? Where?
Beyond your reach, Boris.
Tell me where. I crush every bone in your body.
Stop! You're hurting me.
Where have they gone?
I want... to the motorboat. You will never catch them.
Oh. They are escaping in the motorboat, eh?
Your mad laughter does not fool me, Boris. I know what you are thinking, that the boat will go on the rocks. But it will not. The dynamo has been turned off.
No, Ilana. I turned it on again. This.
As Ilana innocently led Jimmy and Carl Edwards into a trap that will lead to their destruction, the dynamo was on and the powerful electromagnets hidden in the rocks will soon reach out for the motorboat like grasping fingers. Meanwhile, the Superman still searching the dark tunnel, unaware of what has happened. Tune in next time and follow the thrilling story with Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky.
Look, it's a plane.
It's a plane. It's Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.